Mwana paleka ekufombinga lo ela landulako pamwe no Parates. De tolundu lukile komkalo elongifolo prepaid go sim. Tofutu kohulo enyala ke dole fela dike. Moka sim keshe omwa kwate roshalishe gigabyte omlongo nanano. Ovo unana tango mito yoku recharge no kulimone na owawe data konda doi waya tuwa pomo doropa. Toshi ninge fimbo keshe olove wapumbwa. Ila ulimone no ka Parates go sim koe. Mendi kikeshe ololi lipo pepinave. E mango no malandula fano odo dino kulandurwa. Power yone next chat, stream, call with Parates.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
A very good evening to you, listeners of Eagle FM and faithful listeners of Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station. That is Eagle FM. I am your host, Dafa Happy Juju, and I'm here to keep you company Saturday 2026. You know what? This particular show, I think, will be dedicated to really remembering where one has been, remembering the hard times and looking back, making a reflection to say, wow, I never knew that I'll come out of the dungeon. I never knew that our life would get better. I never knew that finally struggling maybe with finances will be a thing of the past. Yes, I may not be where I exactly want myself to be right now. I may not have achieved all the goals that I've been setting for myself and that I wanted to achieve for myself. But looking back, make a reflection to say, oh, wow, there has been some real growth, some dramatic changes within my life, you know? So that's what we're going to be talking about. And you know what? This was triggered by, during the course of the week, I went to Stop and Shop. I specifically wanted to go and buy peanut butter for the kids at Namika. So in my mind, there was a time when a 1 kg tub, I think I had seen it for $60-something. I can't remember so very well, but I just knew in my mind, I told myself that it's cheaper there. Getting there, it's just the normal price as the other shops. Maybe a $10 difference, but I didn't buy it. I ended up not buying it. But you know, as I was walking within Stop and Shop, like when I got dropped off by the taxi, when I was walking to go to the shop, something triggered in me. And I remembered some of the things. I remembered the struggles. I remember when I went food shopping with my daughter some few years ago, and I didn't have a lot of money at all. It was less than $1,000. I remember the few times when I'd gone there to buy some food for me and my child. Why? Because I always felt like it was cheaper, and especially on Larish, you know, I felt like it was more affordable. And so I would go there. As I walked past thee, I started saying within myself, and I actually started saying some prayers, like how grateful I am for where I am now. Oh my God. I literally thought, and I was like, life has really changed. I've actually grown physically, grown emotionally, grown mentally too, grown financially too. I have grown, and let's look back at when, even $300, spending it on, you know, out of that $300, there are things that I couldn't buy then. I couldn't buy my kids knickknacks to go to school, you know, back then. I couldn't do that. That was luxury for us then. But now looking back at those, I don't know how many years ago this was now, but it's some years ago. Not too many, yeah. But wow, maybe 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years. I don't know, probably four years ago. And I'm making some reflections and I'm like, wow, life changes. Life really has changed. Things do change. You don't remain in the same boat forever. You don't remain in the same situation forever. It's really something to ponder on. And I would challenge you to do the same thing. Think about where you are now. Start reflecting where you were 6 years ago. No, really. You realize that so much has changed. And for some people, it has changed for the better. You can now afford to buy ice cream. No, really. For some people back then, going in town to buy ice cream was a luxury. But now you look back and you're like, wow, I can actually buy me a tub of ice cream. You know? And that is life. Life is a roller coaster, you guys. Life is a wheel, you know. In Oshuambo, you know, they say, I translate, loosely translated that life is a wheel. The way you are now, if you make a reflection back to some years ago, you realize that you have really made progress. You are really going somewhere. Yes, and for some, it might be that it is looking back 4-6 years from now, they are noticing that they were in a better position than they are now. Yeah? But let that also be some source of hope, you know, to say that actually it doesn't remain like that forever. Life doesn't remain constant. And that your situation where you are now, the negative one, won't be like that forever. And for those whom are reflecting, like I am in the area, so to say, things have changed. Things have gotten better. And even though they've gotten better on a sort of like a slow pace, the point is that they're getting better and they've gotten better. And there's room for improvement as well. And there's room for advancement as well. There's room for different avenues as well. So I think it's time for us to be positive, to reflect and be very positive and have positive energy around ourselves. Like be very, don't be negative, be positive that things do get better, you know? Things do get well. So it's quite interesting, you all. And I think what we need to adopt is a spirit of gratitude. And I know sometimes I like to stay grounded in reality. I know that sometimes it feels like gratitude is something difficult, and that's okay. That's your season right there, you know? That nobody is blaming you for that. That's your season that you're in now, where you're finding it so very difficult to be grateful for even anything, you know, because it's become so hard. It's become such a struggle. And I think it's because we are now also transitioning into adulthood. Oh, yeah. And adulthood comes with its challenges, comes with children looking up to you, wishing that you could give them this and that, or offer them some sort of assistance and this and that. And you are just there like, if you only knew how mommy or daddy is just trying to stay together, you know, for the week. So I guess it's, life becomes a situation where we are really adulting, growing up. And that growing up comes with its challenges. It comes with its own factors, with its own things. But yeah, here we are now. I'm really looking back with gratitude to say, oh my God, things have really gotten better. And I'm grateful for that, you know? I'm grateful for that. Yes, there are still goals that I wish to achieve, that I want to achieve. But in the meantime, while we are here now, looking back where we were then and seeing that there has been changes, great changes, big changes, dramatic changes, good changes, you know? We will be grateful for that. We will appreciate that. And I think approaching life now and desiring things that I desire, I'll look at it more from a positive angle that, you know what, those great desires that I have for myself, for my life, for my children, for my family, I believe they are attainable, because looking back and seeing that some of the goals that I wanted, I have achieved them, then it shows that for as long as I'm alive, I will continue to grow, you know? You know, sometimes we measure growth by financial status, that, you know, if I don't have this much money, then I haven't grown. Sometimes that's not really the case. Even though money answers all things, money is a good thing, you guys, really. When you have the money, you can afford some of the things that will just make life more convenient and easier for you, you know. I see also that when you have money, you are able to travel and get yourself that peace that you need. You are able to escape. You may be able also to send your kids somewhere and say, you know what, I'm sending my kids over to you. I've bought the groceries, and just so you can afford yourself that peace, you know, the house all to yourself, and just reset, press that reset button. And so that you can start off the week or the month more stronger and more resilient, you know, that type of thing. So, but then sometimes also we'll need to look at growth as looking at maybe spiritual growth, looking at emotional growth, looking at mental growth, you know, some of those things. We need to look at that as well, because, I mean, maybe back 6 years ago, you're in a very negative space. And if you were maybe going through something, you might have been battling negative thoughts, and you might have needed to really pull yourself.
So, what will your friends think if you show up at school with a brand new 10th gen iPad? TopScore Instant is making back to school in 2026 the coolest thing ever, giving away unbelievable prizes. To win one of 8 iPads or a weekly stationery voucher worth $1,000, simply buy a 1kg or 2kg TopScore Instant from any store nationwide and SMS Instant to 22442. Competition ends 31 March 2026. T's and C's apply. TopScore, a proud product of Namib Mills.
Battling negative thoughts, and you might have needed to really pull yourself together positively in so many times than you do now, you know. Now perhaps you can go a day and just motivate yourself, but not in the manner that you needed to do a couple of years ago. You needed to really go extreme in motivating yourself, but now you can see that things have gotten better in that aspect of mental growth. So that's something to really appreciate. Talk about emotional growth now. Emotional growth where you no longer get emotional about everything, where you no longer get angry about everything and anything, where you don't allow things to easily trigger you, where you're not annoyed, so easily annoyed, and you're transferring this annoyance to your immediate family. They tend to be affected, you know, where you're not transferring this emotional drainage to your spouse. They suffer in that aspect. You have become emotionally stronger. You have become emotionally matured, you know, and you're looking at it and you realize that time actually helps, you know. With time, certain things, certain issues, we just need to give them time and they will get better. So yeah, I honestly look back at this and I'm like, oh wow, this is interesting, you all. This is something worthy to applaud. This is something to be grateful for. It's time where you need to identify your season. You know, you might be in a season right now of gratitude. You might be coming from a season of lack and, of lack in so many areas, lack financially, lack, materially, you know, in lack, maybe lacking people that you can lean on, people you can confide in, but it won't stay like that always. But the important part is that we identify our seasons. And I think when you identify your season, you are less harder on yourself. You are more understanding with yourself, you know. You are more able to make room for yourself to say, I'm in my season. And then this season, of course, things are going slower maybe, or things are going okay, or things are running smoothly, whatever. Just know which season you are, so that you're not hard on yourself, that you're not beating yourself down, that you're not making yourself feel like as if you can't reach your goals, or you will never be able to attain your goals. So really, yeah, it's time to be grateful, you guys. It's time to reflect, for especially when you're looking back at your season and you're realizing that you've made progress, massive progress. But for those of you who this is your season of down, of being down, well, don't be hard on yourself either. Just know that it does get better. It will get better. You will be fine. You will overcome the challenges. You will never overcome those negative emotions. You will overcome whatever it is that that is making you down at this particular moment in time. You know, even the season of mourning, for some people, looking back a few years from now, they realize this is the time then when they lost a loved one. This is the time when their child was hospitalized. This is the time, you know, when they were going through hospital and running up and about with the hospital. Maybe they were going through financial struggles in terms of health, and looking back now that their health is on track or is slowly but surely getting back on track, it is a moment to be grateful for your all. It is a moment to look back and appreciate your all. You might not have everything that you desire. You might not be where you wish you could be now, but you are somewhere. That's the point. You are somewhere, and that is something worth of applaud. Okay? That is something worth of thanksgiving. You know, sometimes we only give thanks when it's Christmas time, when we're reflecting towards the end of the year. What about in the beginning of the year? How about also starting off a year? Or you started off in a positive note already, but things are just looking dull, you know? Well, how about now encouraging yourself to stay motivated, to stay encouraged, to stay afloat? Yeah. It's necessary for our own peace of mind, for our own growth, and also for our own encouragement. It is necessary. Yeah, it is really necessary. So really, it's a moment to take a deep breath and be appreciative of where we have been, where we are coming from, and be more appreciative of where we are going. Yep. Let's pause here now and take a musical break. We'll be back shortly.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Oh yeah. Kiza yinu ngatye lala na Oh, slaywe Susa bale na ngale ngoga uwo Uwo Biri pezulu Tinta buruku Lala na ngoma Kwipinu na ngoma Oh, lala na ngoma Kwipinu na ngoma Oh
Welcome back. Of course, this is Life Lessons on your number one talk radio station. And I'm your host, Ndafa Happy Zuzu, here to keep you company. Now, in a world that constantly measures success by comparison, who is ahead, who is behind, who achieved what first, it's easy for us to lose sight of our own unique journey. Okay. Now, running your own race means understanding that your path is different and that your timing is different and definitely your growth is a personal. So when I look back at the past, I can now confidently say that there has been significant progress and improvement. Well, not always loud and not always visible to everyone, but real. Now, real growth doesn't always come in dramatic breakthroughs. Sometimes it just shows up in quieter ways, in better decisions as well. Yeah, making better decisions is also real growth, you know, being matured over
certain things, emotional intelligence, emotional maturity. That also is growth. Also setting stronger boundaries for yourself, deeper resilience. You know, you are more resilient. You don't easily give up on your goals, and all that is also growth itself. Now, this then helps us to make wiser choices and also have a calmer mindset. Hence why reflecting on our journey is very important, because it gives you a sense of gratitude. It gives you a sense of appreciation as to where you're coming from and as to where you are going. Hence why today we really should reflect on where we are coming from. Because, you know, when you just look at the bigger goal, you're looking at achievement as, when I do buy that big car or that particular car, only then can I say I made it in life. When I do buy my first house, only then can I say I made it in life. But guess what? There are other people who have gotten that particular car or that particular house, but they still feel like they haven't achieved it. You know, in life, you're always trying to get to the next thing. You know, and therefore, we don't really stay in the moment to appreciate the things that we are doing now. So really, it's something to ponder on and something to reflect on. So at this particular point in time, I would really say, let's look back. You know, as much as we have many challenges, of course, and many issues at hand that need to be tackled, that need to be solved, let's not forget to applaud ourselves for the little things that we have achieved. You know, I mean, it's month end now, and people got paid, yes, but then also they have a lot of expenses. There's so many things that they have to cater for. Money comes in and money goes out. And it's easy to get so caught up in a web of, maybe I'm not enough. Maybe I'm not good enough for my family. Maybe I just am not achieving it. Maybe I'm just not making it. All those kind of negative emotions, you know, is at this point also where you need to really calm yourself down and pause and reflect on where you're coming from, and be appreciative of the journey, you know, that you have been on, and be reflective of the journey that you've been on. Because truly, when you look back sometimes, for some people, maybe your season, well, is still, you're still in the season of being in the valley, but I'm talking about those who, but even when you're in the valley, you have achieved something, you know. You have gone somewhere, and you know, there are times when, even for those who are going through really difficult moments, where you can really ponder and say, you know what, we have made progress, we have succeeded in this angle, in this area, and that is, worthy enough. That is something to be grateful for enough. That is gratitude enough, you know. That is enough for me to just keep on saying, you know what, I can make this, I will definitely succeed, I will go ahead, I will progress. You, when you make those reassurances to yourself, you know, when you reassure yourself like that, it becomes something, a strong point for you, and it becomes something that you can really look back and reflect on and rely on and say, yeah, but we are making progress. Yeah, we are getting there. So too often we focus so much on where we are going that we forget to acknowledge how far we've actually come. Therefore, we set new goals immediately after achieving old ones. Have you ever thought of actually giving yourself a treat? And I always say that giving yourself a treat doesn't always mean that you have to dig deeper in your pocket and spoil yourself massively in a manner that along the way, in the middle of the month, you're regretting why you even gave yourself that treat in the first place. Sometimes giving yourself a treat can be even as little as, you know what, I'm going to buy myself ice cream. Yeah, that nice ice cream that cost 56 Namibian dollars, or at least 36 Namibian dollars, I'm gonna buy it. Okay, I don't, yeah, you know, I'm gonna buy it. I'm gonna go to town and I'm just gonna, take a seat and buy me that ice cream. And yeah, while I'm doing it, I'm gonna take out the journal and write down all the goals and all the things that I have achieved and be appreciative of where I've gone. So yeah, really, it's about being appreciative of where we have been. It's about being grateful. It's about reflecting and appreciating the things that we have achieved
in this life, you know, the little things, you all. Even when you went through a very difficult situation and you came out of it, that is a goal achieved. You know, there were times where maybe you really had sleepless nights and you were not, you're just very sad. You're very down. You felt like, am I ever going to come out of this situation? And you took it one step at a time. And guess where you are now? You've made progress. Even that on its own is a journey to reflect on. It's something to ponder on and be appreciative of. So let's not be discouraged. Let's not despair. Let's really reflect and look back and be appreciative of where we're going in life. It's necessary, you all, and we ought to be doing it often so that you can just have some sort of gratitude and have the strength also and the stamina to make progress and to continue to do other things as well in life. So, yes. Okay, now let's get into discussion with my colleague Helmut Mahongo. Helmut, thank you and welcome to Life Lessons.
Like I had a choice. Just joking.
No, you didn't actually. You didn't have a choice.
It's a one exciting, more like an interesting subject to have.
Yeah.
Because more often it's very easy, and this is it's very easy to get caught into where you are going, to the point where you fail to appreciate where you are.
Mm.
I think I think that's very common in, if you have ambitions, and it's always good to have ambitions.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the bigger they are, the scarier they become when it comes to how the heck am I going to get there?
Mm-hmm.
And you can easily be, invested into, into trying to get there.
Yeah.
Until you realize that, okay, you know what? I am somewhere. And one thing I find fascinating about human beings is that every time that we look at our state, be it socially or health wise, we're always comparing ourselves with someone who is above us.
Mm.
Yeah. I think would find it very, very humbling,
mm-hmm,
if we just, post and look back, because there are a lot of people that want to be where you are.
That's so true.
There are a lot of people that want to be where I am. Yeah. At least that's how I look at it. And it's very humbling. And it's sort of like reminds you to basically appreciate where you are.
Mm-hmm. You're right. I think this is the first time I'm actually hearing you speaking on serious matters.
I don't like serious discussions. They're depressing.
Not grilling people. Anyway, but yeah, seriously. Okay, so honestly, you speak one particular point that I had been mentioned about comparison.
Yeah.
You know, I say comparison is a thief of joy, because the moment you get so caught up in comparing yourself to Helmut,
yeah,
you forget your own beautiful qualities that, of course, Helmut also appreciates about you having, you understand, but he doesn't have them. You know, this thing about life, you always have something that the next person doesn't have, you know, because your life is unique. You might have maybe a family. You might have, I just believe that you might have a very good quality that the next person doesn't necessarily have, or the next person might have the money, but they don't have their health. Every now and then they have sinus. Every now and then they have asthma. You understand?
Yeah.
So it's something to really appreciate. Just appreciate who you are, where you are, and what you have. Yes, I understand you haven't gotten there yet, but I believe you will eventually get there with time.
When I look at appreciating where you are or who you are, one story that is very, very, very funny,
okay,
that and also very inspiring in terms of perspective of when you are basically looking at where you find yourself in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and of course, we all have a place where we want to be, where we come from and where we are.
Yes.
Now, there are these three places, but for the most part, we like, focusing on where we are going, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where I'm headed. But on appreciating who you are, the story that I find inspiring in appreciating where you are is one funny story that took place in 2015, and that's in Zimbabwe. And they actually held the only Mr. Ugly contest I've ever heard of.
Okay.
Yeah. And weird enough, there was no gender equality. So it's just, you know, it was just the guys, Mr. Ugly contest they were comparing.
Yeah.
I think they understand that, you know, you guys are way too sensitive about your looks.
Course,
yeah.
Of course, yeah.
Now, the funny thing that happened was not just the fact that this, you know, this contest was held, but, there was a disagreement that erupted over, you know, between the winner and the runner up and their fans.
Okay.
Yeah. The, you know, the runner up and the fans and his fans argued that, the winner should not have won because his ugliness was not natural.
Okay.
Yeah. And this story that went, you know, that story actually went so viral. It was the article I was reading it from came out of the BBC.
Oh.
Yeah. And now, if you just read the whole article, you know, one thing you'll find fascinating is that these guys are just saying, okay, first of all, I think one or both of them are married.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and they're saying, look, you know, there's a slight comparison being given if, you know, this is just him, you know, appreciating how he looks.
Yes.
Yeah, and he was like, you know what, if I can participate in some kind of, you know, some kind of competition that will enable me to win a thing or two because of the way I look, I can, I mean, I appreciate that. I'm sitting there reading that, I'm like, this was a joke, right?
Yeah.
But it's not.
Okay.
Yeah.
You see now, and they have wives.
Imagine. And here you are complaining about just one tiny pimple on your face. Oh my God, I'm ugly. This is someone who is like, I know that the winner, the guy that won the competition, basically, I think he's missing most of his front teeth.
Oh,
that's what the fans of the runner-up were referring to when they were saying that, no, his ugliness is not natural.
Oh, yeah. I see. Quite interesting. Now, really, I'm talking about, heading some way and, not focusing. You spoke about, you know, how we always looking at the bigger picture of where we are heading,
yeah,
instead of focusing where we are now, you know. And another particular point I really want to appreciate is that you mentioned is that, you know, where you are now is somebody's, I like to put it like this, where you are now,
yeah,
is somebody's prayer point.
Yeah.
They wish they can be where you are now. You understand?
Pretty much.
For the mere fact that you are Helmut and you host Mind the Gap on Eagle FM, somebody else's wishes, oh, wow. Should I get that opportunity? That's a big deal for me.
Yeah, that's a dream for me.
That's a dream for me. The fact that I have an opportunity to be on radio,
yeah,
to advise somebody on something, to make somebody laugh who was having a very bad day, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a big deal. You understand? And I think that is where we miss it sometimes. We don't appreciate the things that we have or that are given to us or the privileges that have been awarded us or the opportunities that have been awarded us. You know, let's talk about family members as well. You know, the fact that you have family, you have not necessarily maybe your biological mom or your biological dad, because some people don't have, you know, all their parents alive or both of them alive. But it's the fact that you have your siblings, the fact that you have your friends, the fact that you have people, Helmut, I think that's a big deal. And that's something also to be grateful for. What do you think?
There is a psychological explanation for that. I think I did my whole, you know, I did a whole Mind the Gap show on it,
okay,
where we human beings have the tendency of, you know, for craving for something or working towards something. And once we get it, you know, in just a couple of days, like the whole thrill.
Yeah,
fades.
It's gone.
Yeah. And you are, you know,
back at square one.
Yeah. They call it, there's something treadmill to it.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a first word.
Yeah.
And then there's the word treadmill is the last part of that, you know, of the psychological description of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I also read upon it that, you know, you are caught in a constant chase for something.
Mm.
And, that actually, you know, always remind me of, John Lennon as said, life is what happens to you when you are busy making other plans.
Ooh.
Yeah. And if you listen to John Lennon's song, what's this? Beautiful Boy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite, but that's one of my favorite songs. But one of my favorite, like, quote from John Lennon is that life is what's happening to you now.
But it's true.
What happened? You can't change that.
No.
Yes, you screwed up. That's bad.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that you are regretting it means you are not, you know, it's not something that you have normalized. So it's not something that you want to continue doing.
Mm.
That's a good thing. And now regretting it, that's a good thing.
Okay.
It means, you know what you did was bad.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing. But, now where you are going, you are, you know, you want to be a whole different person. Again, that's the reason behind the regret. If you liked hurting someone, for example, you'd be regretting it. You are regretting it because, you know, it was bad. And you don't want to do it again.
Yeah.
So, where you are coming from, we all have a past. Unless you were born today, we all have a past.
Mm-hmm.
And now you are in the present and you are planning for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, in the future, in 5-10 years, I want to be this and this and this and this and this.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, am I going to baptize you in quotes today. One of the Stoic Roman philosopher also said that, Seneca said, we human beings are very confusing.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to things that matters, we live like, we have this perception of time. When it comes to things that we would like to achieve so bad,
mm-hmm.
we make it look like we are going to live forever.
Oh my word.
Which we are not. Yeah. So, I think that helps me, at least me, appreciate the people in my life.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
These are your parents, friends, relatives. Mm-hmm. You have to understand that they have their lives to live.
Exactly.
Yeah. The fact that they are factoring you in means, that's showing how valuable you are to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you have your parents. And, the thing is, no one is going to live forever.
That's true.
No one is going to live forever. I have a friend. Now, if you look at my WhatsApp profile, for example.
Okay.
Yeah. They said, the guy that's there. A lot of people just look at my name and it's like, okay, well, when did you lose weight? I'm like, hey, guys, that's not me. I've never gained weight. Just to build to eat.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
The thing is, that's actually my, that guy's my childhood friend.
Mm.
We went to school together. And he introduced me to suits and church.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, he's my age mate. Would be my age mate. He passed away in 2021.
Oh.
Yeah. The thing is, that sort of like ruined a lot of high school memories for me because they all have him in.
Oh.
Yeah. So now the thing is, he would be my age right now.
Yeah.
But life happened and it was it's natural. Yeah, life happened, and now he's late.
Yeah.
Now, every time I think about the fact that I've reached this age, which he would have loved to, but he's not here.
Exactly.
Yeah, it helps me somewhat also look back and go like, you know what, would be doing this and this and this. And every time that I'm thinking, okay, he would have loved to talk about this, would have loved to do this and this, yeah. would have loved to do this
you
and this.
You have been proud of me for doing this
yeah.
and that.
Yeah. One thing I know is what he would be laughing his lungs out when I say this or when I do that. Yeah. Now, the thing is, every time that, and we all lost someone dear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's more often we start thinking about, this is how they would be reacting to the things that I'm doing or the things that I'm saying.
Yeah.
All those memories for me helps me appreciate where I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And at least just say, okay, you know what? Thank you. And I don't look religious, but I do pray from time to time.
Yeah.
And when I do, sometimes I just, find myself going on a tangent, Lord, this and this and this and this and this, and then go like, hang on a second.
Yeah.
You do realize you woke up, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're healthy, right? Yeah. Alarm that woke you up.
You're not in a holding cell. You're not in a coma. Mm-hmm. And if you're in a holding, just seriously. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You're not in a coma. So at least, I appreciate that. And I think when I every time I look at that, I also tend that and they also sort of like apply the same point of view yeah. with my parents.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you know what? The sacrifice they had to make for you to be here.
Yeah. You know, Helmut,
it's very easy to ask, like just constantly ask if you are not just taking a step back to appreciate what you have been given already. This is because this is either by your parents, friends or family.
Exactly. Right. You know what, Helmut, I was actually reflecting and I believe that's how I came up with this, particular discussion to say, I think this would make a great discussion for all of us to actually, to paint a picture for us to look back and see, let's reflect on where we come coming from. You know, I was specifically thinking about my life and where I'm coming from. And I think you would tell the story even better yourself, being my colleague and friend as well. So, you know, looking back, Helmut, I can really, really, really say, oh my goodness, there has been many changes, drastic changes. And you know, those drastic changes include also emotional growth. You understand? Yeah.
Oh, those are the worst.
Yeah. And the worst part is we always look at, I haven't bought that car that I want to buy. You know, I have that goal to buy so thing, but I haven't bought it, you know. But we forget about, what about the emotional growth that you have acquired now, you know, the emotional maturity that you've acquired now. Look back then, you were probably going through so much, you were a whole roller coaster of emotions.
Yeah.
And now you have grown past that and you have really grown. You understand?
Yeah.
What about that? When do we actually pause to say, oh my God, thank you so much, really? And when do you actually pause to say, happy, you really held on? You understand?
Yeah.
How many people actually get to give up on life? You understand?
Yeah.
And because a lot of people give up on life because they feel like they are in a hopeless situation, in a helpless situation. They feel like they're gonna come out. But how many times have you and I actually felt that? But we hanged on still.
Yeah.
And truly, life showed us that no situation is actually hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
And no situation is actually helpless. It changes over time, with time.
Yeah. Now, the word I was looking for was a hedonic treadmill. That's what it's called when you sort of like work towards getting something and then you get it and then five, 10 days down the line, you don't look at it at the same, like, this is what I was working for.
Why was I so stressed about
it? Yeah. And then I came to learn that that's actually one of those, I'm suspecting is one of the, you know, that psychological tendency that's ruining a lot of marriages. Because now I'm crashing on you big time and I just can't stop thinking about you.
Yes.
I'm writing in my diaries about you. I don't do that. Newsflash.
Okay.
Now, now I'm just thinking about you. I'm making, a video montage on my phone about you.
Okay.
And then, and then I ask you out. You're way out of my league. I ask you out and by some miracle, you say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we start going out. We are in honeymoon phase and then we get married. 5-10 years down the line, I'm just looking at you like, okay, now what?
Yeah.
So how about the secretary?
Yes. You're sort of like even in regret mode. You know
Like, okay, you know what?
I think I made a mistake marrying her. You know,
something
what?
Like that.
You know?
So hedonic treadmill. It's a very dangerous psychological tendency, but it's inherent, unfortunately, in all of us. It's something that we have to constantly fight in order to appreciate what we have.
Okay. But even with kids, it's the same with kids, you know. One moment you want to have kids and, oh my God, I want to be a mother. I want a daughter and I want a son. And sometimes on your bad days when they do this and that and you just want to breathe, you're like, somehow I wish I was a bachelor, you know.
Okay, now you're scaring me.
No, really. It's what do you call it? A treadmill?
Hedonic treadmill.
Treadmill. So really, I remember when I wanted a laptop so badly, like everybody having a laptop, it was like, the next iPhone, you know, but that was years ago.
Yeah.
And then I had NS5 and then my refund came and guess what I did with my money? I bought a laptop and it came as a set that time in Lewis. It was a study table with a laptop and keyboards and stuff.
So you have your own setup.
It was my own setup. And a week later, I was like, what's so fancy about
Look,
a laptop?
Look, it's a high.
Whether I have a laptop or not, it's no big deal, actually, you know, similarly to an iPhone, you know.
They're like, you know, I have to get one.
People are like, I need an iPhone. Like, I really need an iPhone. And eventually you get an iPhone. You're like, what's such a big deal about an iPhone, you guys? So I think And this thing will continuously be there. It's really, like you said, it's really about us, I think, finding balance and really reminding ourselves that, hey, appreciate that which you have now. For instance, let's go back to the example of marriage that you made, right?
Yeah.
When you finally get to that point where 5 years into the marriage or 7 years into the marriage, and you maybe feel like you're not really attracted to your wife anymore. Uh-huh. I think that's the time where you need to now appreciate the things your wife does, the beautiful, because as much as you may be eyeing the secretary, she might not even be able to put up with you for the mere
fact. Yeah, your nonsense that she has been putting up with this, exactly, this whole time.
Exactly. That's how people blow it.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, every time that I look at human behavior, and I'm fascinated by human behavior somehow, because I find it interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, and observing people is somewhat very fascinating, and I'm saying that because now, how to put this? That whole fascination on human behavior took me on a tangent where I started comparing like different philosophies on just on happiness. And what I have learned just from reading a bunch of nonsense and watching a bunch of documentary on East and West, and East, we're talking about parts of Asia, China, South Korea, Japan, all this part.
Yeah.
Culturally, and especially when it comes to their point of view on happiness, it's the opposite of what's going on in the West. Because in the West, if you look at the US, for example, mm-hmm. they have this phrase, I think mostly the Americans like to use it. They call it the pursuit of happiness.
Ooh.
Now, when you use the words like that, from my understanding, it puts out the point of view that happiness is something that's out there. Mm-hmm. Go and look for it.
Yeah,
go and find it in the things that you do, the people that you interact with, chase your dreams, follow your dreams, they will make you happy. So in most parts of the West, especially the US, it's portrayed as if happiness is something that's out there that you have to go and find.
But even here, Helmut.
Yeah, we are influenced by, a lot of developing countries have Western influence on education, religion, philosophy, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
But in the Eastern part, that's why when it comes to happiness, I like the Eastern point of view more, because their point of view is happiness is not something that's out there.
Mm.
It's inside.
Yes.
So it's the opposite.
Yeah.
In the West, they're telling you it's out there, go and look for it.
Uh-huh.
In the East, they're telling you, no, just look inward. It's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing is, I actually like to go with happiness being in you.
Okay.
Yeah. There's something about yourself that you can appreciate.
Mm.
The thing is, you don't appreciate a lot of things about yourself because you are always looking at what
other
you
people.
Don't have.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, we're always looking at what we don't have.
Yeah.
Take yours truly here, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of looking at myself and saying, okay, you know what? I have all my five fingers. I have all my two eyes and four legs. I have two legs, by the way, two, not four.
You wanted to say four.
I know, right? A cow. Okay. Yeah, I have all my two legs. I can speak, I can hear properly,
yeah,
and all these things. I don't look at that. I have that. I have it. I don't look at it.
Yeah.
I'm looking at things that I don't have. I wish I had that guy's muscles. I wish I was tall as that guy.
Mm.
I wish I was, had that guy's hair or that guy's skin tone. You are always looking at what you don't have. But there's someone who is deaf, who's wishing they spoke. Something that you have, you don't appreciate it. You have someone who is blind, who is wishing they could see. Something you have, you don't appreciate it. That's called taking something for granted. And a lot of us, sometimes without even knowing it,
yes,
we do that all the time, which makes it very unappreciative.
Ooh, wow. That's deep. Honestly, that's deep.
Yeah, I'm an overthinker. And
you know what? Yeah, you are. You know what? Now that we're having this conversation, just the other day, I come across this lady on Facebook, and she wrote up an interesting article that she attended media studies, or she graduated in media studies from the University of Namibia. And it's been how many years? Did you say 4 or 6 without employment? And she's really tried to put herself out there, but she's just not finding it. You know, it's funny how I was having this conversation with my colleagues earlier. today, and one of them actually said, I have come to realize that life, making it in life, is not always about the education, the money, the privilege, the whatever. There's so many factors to it. It's not always that because you were the A-star student in class, you will get that particular job.
Yeah.
Sometimes the C student or the B student will get that particular job. And there's that book that says, there's that book which talks about A students work for C students.
Yeah. You see? Guys in pyjamas.
You see now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, okay, when it comes to, you know, when it comes to dreams and achievements and things like that, you have to understand that, again, you know, it's human tendency. We have to constantly fight that hedonic treadmill. And this is something that I learned late last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've acquired a lot of things. I have wished to get a lot of things. Yeah. And that when every time I got them, I got this, I just got this sudden spike in excitement, and then it started fading. And for the love of me, I couldn't explain why. It turns out it's how we are wired. All of us. Human beings, and we have this, we all have something. Every time that we want to work, every time that we want to get something,
mm-hmm.
we have this, very, very strong wish to get it. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a good thing when you are working towards something because it gives you that drive.
Yes.
But as soon as you acquire it, it becomes, it starts to work against you because then, when that drive fades, now all of a sudden you want something different.
That's true.
Yeah. I want to, I want to get that car. You're not going to sleep until you get it.
Exactly. Yeah. That's
1 week, 2 months down the line, it becomes boring. Now you want something different.
Yes.
And now again, remember, we are growing older. You are going to find yourself in your 70s, 80s and 90s on a deathbed going like, did I really live?
And that's what... You know, somebody in their 70s is questioned, cannot believe that I lived for 70 years. Is that?
Did I live?
Did I live?
I have a roommate who is actually, she's very.
Did you say living, roommate?
Yeah.
And did you say she?
when I say roommate, I say housemate.
Okay.
But look, the term roommate is used a lot.
Clarify yourself properly on radio.
Look, I've been corrected like 1,000 times. It's not a roommate. It's not a roommate. It's housemate. But
yeah, exactly.
A roommate basically applies, it does not literally mean you have to live in the same room. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Now, here's the thing. I think I watched The Big Bang Theory one too many times because, Sheldon and Leonard character, they're living in one apartment. It has two rooms and they're living in separate rooms. And this Sheldon character drafts up, a roommate agreement on, because they share a bathroom. So okay. You can't just have a guest all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. One thing I appreciate about her point of view on life is that, live a little. Sometimes I'll just be, it'll just be weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're just chilling at home. And, I like my indoor life. And, I think, my upbringing also is influencing my, my adulthood to this day.
Of course now.
To this day.
Of course now. I think it's the same for a lot of people.
To this day.
For everyone, but yeah.
I'm find it slightly terrifying to stay out late. I find it slightly terrifying because growing up, staying out late meant punishment at home. So now that upbringing, the influence, or more like, the influence is stuck. I'm in my mid-30s. I'm scared to stay out late. That's how strong African parenting.
Wow. Is.
Yeah.
It's been on you.
Look, it's stuck because now I'm like, okay, I'm gonna be in trouble. So, I think I had that, alarm now programmed in my head to this day. Now it's stuck. Now, when it comes to, appreciating where you are, we have to work against our own psychology.
Okay.
Yeah. We have a psychology that gives us a drive to achieve a certain dream.
Yeah.
And that very same fuel that drives us to achieve a dream. Mm. As soon as we achieve that dream, it starts to work against us.
Mm.
It still wants to push. We have achieved the dream.
Yeah.
But the fuel is like, okay, where to next?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're like, okay, you know what? We just have to set another dream. And then you keep setting dream over and over again. Mm-hmm. Then you realize you are in a hospital somewhere in your 90s.
Yes.
And you're like, how much did I live?
Yes. You know, sometimes we wait for sickness. Sometimes we wait for, something very negative, such as a car accident to happen to us, for us to actually pause and reflect and say, you know what? Let me stop rushing. Let me stop trying to attain that other thing so badly. Let me really, let me just live. Let me appreciate life. Let me appreciate my family. Now. Yeah, it's those things that sometimes get a person to appreciate the now. You understand? But should it really take something drastic to make us appreciate where we are, Helmut? I don't think so.
It doesn't really have to. That's why I'm telling you. I mean, that's why I'm telling you the what's that word again? Housemaid.
Mm.
We'll just be chilling in the weekend. It's like you know what? Let's go to Mac and Bean. Let's go to this place.
Yes.
Let's, I'm like, okay, what are we going to do there? It's like, no, we're just going to chill. I'm
like, I like such people.
What? Yeah, and she's spontaneous and she also stubborn, doesn't like to take no for an answer. Now, the thing is, okay, look, I'll be dragging my feet. No, I don't want to go out because I just want to sleep or just play video games.
But
when we get there, mm-hmm. I realize that, hey, look, I'm actually having fun.
You see, I've always wondered, somebody.
I've come to learn you are that person.
Yes.
Because the last time I went to Panarotis was because of you.
Okay. Anyway, let me not say nothing. But it was nice, wasn't it? It was something.
It wasn't fun until we got there and there was food on the table.
Thank you.
I was like,
you see?
Well, it is fun.
Yes. You know, I keep saying, do something. Don't just be sitting at home doing nothing. Do something at least, you know, go and buy some ice cream, go for a walk in town. Yeah. I love lights, Helmut. So don't be surprised if one day I don't have anyone to go with me and I drag you along to say, let's just go see the lights, especially when it's Christmas time or New Year's Eve, you know, when the lights are still there. And so it's always good that you actually take that walk and explore and have fun because it removes your mind from being so focused on the serious stuff. It removes your mind from, being stressed out.
Yeah.
You know, have you noticed, I don't know, personally, especially when maybe I'm overthinking about something. I hardly overthink about things now, thank God. And I think that that is one of the reasons why we are having this conversation today, to just appreciate, you know, that moment.
Yeah.
The fact that, you know, some of those things that you used to overthink about, some of the things that you're worried about are no longer things that you worry about anymore. So interestingly, back then when I would be overthinking about something and I step out of the house, looking at, I will find something, a different scenario, which will get my attention in my mind. And you will also begin to appreciate the beauty of nature, you know, that kind of stuff. And that is what's necessary. That is necessary.
We don't really, look, it's very easy to overlook what or who you already have. It's very easy. Again, one of my favorite movies is called Fireproof. It features a story of a guy that was married to, as you can imagine, I think it was his childhood sweetheart.
Okay.
Yeah. But they were at that stage. The movie is based on the story of, they were at that stage where they were, you know, they are way past that honeymoon phase. Now they're at that stage where everything that I do annoys you. Even breathing and sneezing annoys you. Now,
want to say nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, things were so bad, they wanted to get a divorce.
Okay.
Yeah, but the guy's father told him, you know what, you can get a divorce.
Yes.
I'm not stopping you from getting a divorce, but just give me 40 days. Then he gives him a book that was written. He didn't know at the time. The book was written by his, by the guy's mother. But the father was having the book. The book is, the book is called 40 Days Love Day. This is, it's basically a series of 40 activities per day that you have to do for your spouse.
Okay.
Yeah. If you think she's boring, or if you think he's boring,
yeah,
just do this for the next 40 days. And if you still find it boring, then you can just, well, sign your divorce papers.
Okay.
Yeah. So it started with, and I think the first one was just in the middle of the day, just call her because she's a nurse. He's firefighting. So calls her to just say, okay, what do you call? At this point, she's like, okay, now what? What are we fighting about now? But he didn't say, he didn't call to start a fight or he called only because you want something. He just called to say, you know, I'm just checking up on you.
Ooh.
It's like, okay.
Yeah.
What is he up to?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You can, yeah, because now you can give that, that point of view, especially if you don't talk often.
Yeah.
And then another one, I think the next day was just randomly in the middle of the day. Yeah, like, he just sent flowers to her workplace.
Okay.
Mm. Then she was okay. This guy's up to, he's definitely up to something. Now, that's actually very sad because, when romantic acts begins to be seen as, okay, now suspicious.
Baby.
Yeah, yeah, that's very bad. Now, the thing is, my favorite day in that book is day 18.
Okay.
Yeah. Day 18 is titled Studying Her Again. I know. It's beautiful. Okay. Now, then the whole idea behind day 18 is basically teaching, is basically telling the guy, the husband here, that, it's reminding him of the time that he started, like the first time that you saw her. Go back to the first time that you saw her. It's titled Studying Her because it's written around studying her again. Then it goes something like, when a man falls in love with a woman, he studies her. And believe me, we do. We surprise you with everything that's coming in your favorite color? Your favorite color, your favorite food, your favorite chocolate, your favorite all this, your favorite chocolate flavor and all those allergies. A guy that's crushing on you is going to memorize those to the T. So day 18 was about reminding him of that. That there was a time you were studying this person like it was your college degree.
I see.
Now you have forgotten why, because you have acquired a degree. And then it goes on to say that one thing to know is that you study someone, your spouse. Yes. This is whether you're a man or woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you fall for someone, you are going to take interest into knowing what they like and don't like.
Yes.
Yeah, but now that studying shouldn't stop when you get married. I was like, huh, interesting. So you're telling me I'm gonna have to pick a total stranger and study them for the rest of my life?
Okay. Yeah, actually, looking at the couple, let me be more specific. Looking at one of our pastors, and he's a lecturer at NUST, and his wife is an HR officer, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what an interesting combination.
Nice combination.
Right? Yes. Looking at this too, I've come to observe, and I'm telling you, I see how patient they are with each other. You know, and I also study, I study couples. Not consciously, but I observe it. I think it's normal, man. Like you will observe.
Yeah. Now, this is going to sound somewhat weird, but I can explain.
Uh-huh.
I like looking at old couples.
Oh,
because
it's not weird at all.
Yeah, because look, every time I see an old couple,
mm-hmm.
I want to ask them, how the heck did you guys pull it off?
Tolerance. And you know, there's this saying, this beautiful saying that says, a good marriage is a union of two good forgivers. Helmut, it doesn't matter how two good forgivers.
Huh, you understand? That's a tricky one.
Yeah, because you must be able to overlook and forgive the next person, because I will offend you and you will offend me because we are two different people.
Oh, you can count on that.
Yeah. from different backgrounds with different cultural setup and different, you might have been told that you can do this and I have been taught that no, that is, it's not a big deal. Uh-huh. So now we are coming together and it's, and we are raising children and you want this and you, so it's a matter of compromise as well. Good compromise, of course, but then it's also a matter of forgiving one another and overlooking offenses. The moment you come to that point where
this overlooking offense does not include Kamboroto and Benten, right? No, just
of course not.
Okay, oh, thank God.
Of course not.
Because anyway, we're not forgiving those. Ah,
okay. So really, my goodness. So, and another couple that I came to observe is, two pastors that I got to interview. And by the way, they told themselves, I hope we're not going to turn the conversation to something else now. This two couple, they told themselves that, actually, let's just say they are being faithful to each other. And they told themselves that if you and I, one of us cheat, that's, end of this relationship. And I think that's a really big goal. For you as a man to sign up for that, then you must really know that, yeah, I'm gonna put myself under control. And it's possible. You understand?
Yeah.
It's possible. I think society has just made a lot of men to think that cheating is normal and is normalized, which is not. So really, I look at this couple and I'm like, wow, that is beautiful because you are living by example. You're setting an example for your children and for outsiders out there. And sometimes you're not doing this because you want, it just comes secondary. Yeah. What you want first and foremost is to have a healthy relationship, is to have a healthy marriage with your spouse. Now, another person will be so busy looking at their marriage and forgetting about their marriage, about really working on their marriage. You understand? Yeah. What, putting in the effort that needs to go in. You see? And I think that is where the scripture also comes in to say, wives, submit unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Yes, he says to your own, because us women have a tendency
not
of
someone else has
be not to submitting to pastor very well. Yes, sir.
That
and to the boss, and to the boss, and not to my own husband, treat him like a commoner, you know? So things like that.
Own keyword.
Yes, keyword. Yeah. Own. You should go check it up.
Yeah, I think
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 20.
No kidding.
20:21.
Yeah, walking, talking King James, aren't you? Now, look.
Yeah.
Look, the thing is, this for me keeps bringing us back to the hedonic treadmill.
Okay.
You are going to find someone, you will fight tooth and nail to get them, and then you get them.
Mm.
And then that high of you constantly having to be around them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It starts to fade. And then you start going, okay, you know what? Maybe things would have been different if it was that person.
Mm.
Would be fighting. I'm not married, but one thing I can tell you is that I don't think there's any relationship you're going to be in that's going to be long term where you're not going to disagree.
Exactly.
That is borderline impossible.
Yes.
Now, the whole hedonic treadmill is, halfway through, you start looking at me and going like, okay, he's breathing too loud. Now, I was breathing too loud when we met.
Yeah.
It was a green flag then, now it's turning orange, it's going towards red.
Yeah.
Now, that's actually, if you ask me, it becomes a little dangerous if you're already entertaining something outside.
Exactly.
Because you start looking for excuses.
Yes, to avoid your partner.
How often is it, okay, now, you have a car.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that you fought tooth and nail to get. Now you have it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start looking at another car that you would like to buy next,
mm-hmm.
you start seeing everything wrong with the car that you have now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unlike that one,
mm-hmm.
this one doesn't have air condition. Unlike that one,
mm-hmm.
this one's the wheels are somewhere. Unlike that one,
mm-hmm.
this one, the windows take too long to roll down. Unlike that one, you stop seeing the, that
good
this way, you stop seeing anything good about the car you have now.
Mm-hmm.
You start seeing everything negative and you start seeing everything. Now that one, You don't see, and even if someone tell you that, no, that car has some engine issues, it has some, you know, some oil issues, you know, you will be like, yeah, I know, but. Oh, yeah, I know, but.
Yes. You see?
Yeah.
You see? So comparison, I guess, now that you bring it up, Helmut, it's not limited to just ourselves, but it's limited to the people around us.
Yeah.
The relationships, around us, whether it's, siblings, friends, marriage, and all that kind of stuff. It's really not limited. And that's where the problem comes in. Now, really, as we are having this discussion, most times I want to believe that, a lot of people cheat because their eyes are outside and not within. Within.
Of course, the eyes will have to be outside.
Be content with what you have already, you know?
Yeah, but that secretary, you... Okay, move on.
But you know what? And what you think is good on that good qualities in that particular person outside is not exactly, as good as you think it is.
Well, they also have their, you know, they're humans. They also have their quirks.
They also have their flaws.
Yep.
And the flaws that they have might be worse than what you're dealing with at home.
You'd be like, yo, and what did I sign up for?
Yes. And then by the time you now realize it, you're regretting.
You'd be like, you know what? It was just a one-time thing. Yeah, that's how people get punched in the face. When it comes to appreciating what we have.
Yeah.
I've always looked at that in a way of, it's a constant battle we have to fight with our own nature.
Okay.
Our nature is to go out there and get it.
Mm.
But now, the thing is, we don't have all the time in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today we are fit, tomorrow we are frail and old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, it's now trying to balance a seesaw between pursuing your dreams and learning to live. Appreciating what we have.
Yeah.
And that, if you ask me, is a battle that we all have to fight.
Okay.
Yeah. It's very easy to, you know, it's very easy to overlook what we have now. I mean, I have this one, but that one would have been nice. Mm-hmm. I have this house, but mm-hmm. that one would have been nice.
Yeah.
I have this, you know, I have this car, but that one would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get there and realize that, I wasted time acquiring all this.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm too old and frail to enjoy any of it,
mm-hmm.
and very soon I'm gonna die, and then I will leave it all in the hands of people who will not appreciate it because they didn't, they will never know how much of energy and effort I had to put into, you know, to acquire it.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, oh, where can I inherit? Just wait.
I think that's where godliness with contentment comes in,
mm-hmm.
you know, where you are content with what you have, right? You know, because
you also don't want to be too content, you're gonna be lazy.
No.
What?
Being content doesn't mean you will not, you should stop dreaming. You should stop trying to achieve certain things.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's a point where you are content with what you have, but, whatever is coming, whatever you're pursuing also it comes at a pace where you are not rushing it, where you are not, how would I put it now? Impatient about it.
Yeah.
So much that you are, afflicting yourself with so many cares, you know, with so many comparisons, with so many desires, strong desires to attain something. And just because you haven't gotten it that particular time, you're not peaceful, you see?
Yeah.
So with being content, you are pursuing your goals, but in a peaceful manner. You kind of like have this, knowing that I will get it one day. You know, I will achieve that particular goal, and you're not making comparisons. You now understand that, hey, I'm running my own race and eventually I will get there. How long it will get me to get there? I don't know, but I know I will get there. So
looking at not just the comparison part, reflecting. I think reflecting helps at least me
mm-hmm.
appreciate where I am
mm-hmm.
because I've come to learn at least from personal observation that every time that I'm focused on, I'm going to have to get there.
Mm-hmm.
You look at what you have and it all doesn't, you know, it doesn't have the value because no. all the focus is there.
Exactly.
Yeah. But once you start looking at, okay, now, 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, where was I?
Yeah.
What was I going through?
Yeah.
Yeah. And did I have all this? How much have I acquired that I didn't have? Thinking of it from that perspective gives me that whole reflection of, okay, I'm thankful for this. I'm thankful for that. And I have a friend. I actually have two friends. One of them is my cousin. One lost her mom when she was, when she was young, and the other also, they actually both lost their moms.
Yeah.
When they were young. And every time that, now for someone like me, I'm one of those people that are actually fortunate enough to be this age and to still have both my parents.
Mm.
And every time that I have a conversation with them and listen to, the things that they actually talk about with regards to, I've seen pictures of my mom and she was, she was like this and this and this. I've seen pictures of my mom. She's like, and I'm like, okay, I have one of those alive. When last did I call her?
Mm,
yeah.
My goodness. Oof. Wow. That's deep.
Yeah. They would give anything to see them one more time.
Yes.
And you and I are here with both of them still there.
Mm-hmm.
And we are just there like, tomorrow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We take them for granted.
Yeah. Yeah. Until one of them or they're both gone, that's when you will start writing a bunch of diaries like, Mom, I wish you were here.
I appreciate the other time when you did this for me. Uh-huh. Do that now.
Buy the flowers now.
Yeah. Even, they suppose that this particular lady, the HR officer, wrote on her status and she said, appreciate your colleagues while they are still alive.
Yeah.
Helmut, the moment I die now, God forbid.
Okay? And you write a poem. I'm going to wake up just punch in the face.
No, hold on. When I die now and you wanted to take me out for ice cream and buy me pizza and you didn't, you would regret. No, really, on a serious note.
If you want to talk to me, just talk to me directly. Don't go through the corners.
No, really, we need to learn to appreciate one another while we're still here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But with that said, let's pause right here. We'll be back shortly. Of course, this is Life Lessons. It's just getting interesting. Stay tuned.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud. It's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
He says he loves me and I love him. Would do anything for him. But sometimes I don't trust him. That's how it goes with my boyfriend, So I'm singing this song for him. Baby, if you love me, you wouldn't lie. If you love me, would have made me cry. If you really love me, you would try. Give you all that you are, still you're not satisfied. If you love me, you wouldn't cheat. You would need no other girl but me. If you really love me, you would be the very same thing that you're asking of me. Oh, you say you love me, boy, I know. But who else you loving? I could be wrong, but I don't think so. No. Oh, I know you creeping. Late night phone calls when I'm sleeping. And you don't answer your phone when you're beside me. If you ain't do nothing wrong, why you hiding? Baby, if you love me, you wouldn't lie. If you love me, would've made me cry. If you really love me, you would try. Give you all that you are, still you're not satisfied. If you love me, you wouldn't cheat. You would need no other girl but me. If you really love me, you would be the very same thing that you're asking of me. Check it. What if I was to do it too? So many chances to cheat on you. It's not because I can't do it, baby. It's because I care about you, baby.
Imagine me with another man, doing all the things that I do for you. Would you understand? Would you still love me or would you be sad? Baby, if you love me, you wouldn't lie. If you love me, would have made me cry. If you really love me, you would try. Give you all that you are, still you're not satisfied. If you love me, you wouldn't cheat. You would need no other girl but me. If you really love me, you would be the very same thing that you're asking of me. Oh, what goes around comes around, round. You wanna have your cake and eat it too. I love you, but you better change. 'Cause there'll be a day when I won't be forgiving you.
Baby, if you
love me, you wouldn't lie.
If you
love me, would've made me cry.
If you
really love me, you would try. Give you all that you are, still you're not satisfied.
If you
love me, you wouldn't cheat. You would need no other girl but me. If you really love me, you would be the very same thing that you're asking of me. Oh,
welcome back. Like I said, this is Life Lessons, the show where we talk about life and lessons that we can learn from it. Now, of course, my guest, Helmut, is signing out. Helmut, thank you so much for making time for us and sharing those insights with us, you know.
Thank you very much for having me.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye.
Helmut, really? Okay. And now we are going to interrogate my colleague, David Chombe. David Chombe, good evening and welcome to Life Lessons. Chombe, good evening and welcome to Life Lessons.
Good evening, Juju. How are you? And very happy to be here.
I'm glad. It's your first time on Life Lessons. Do you know that?
No, I know you have been you've been calling me for all those days, but I'm finally here.
Finally.
And I want to see how it is like. Is it like business and economic segment?
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I'm very happy.
Yeah.
And how are you doing?
I'm doing well. So here we talk about life.
Yeah.
Not necessarily financial numbers like you
do. You know, I was always indicating to people to say, no, my life is along politics, economics, and law. When it comes to social affairs, I'm not really that person. But you know, everybody, there is a saying to say, a human being is a social animal. Regardless of whatever you do, you need other people to interact.
That's true.
And that's why I'm here also to learn from you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
Okay, so and of course, you know, Life Lessons, we're talking about life and the lessons we can learn from it.
Yeah.
Now tonight we're talking about being appreciative, reflecting on the journey where you're coming from.
Yeah.
And of course, if you really take careful consideration, if you take careful reflection, you realize that, hey, Sean, but you've made progress. You made some improvement.
Indeed.
Maybe you have not achieved the particular goal that you wish to attain yet, but you have made progress. Mm-hmm. Listen about that.
Mm. In terms of, you mean appreciation in terms of what you have done?
Yes, about life itself. Not just economically.
Yeah.
But,
Definitely, you know, I was reading one thing, especially, there is good lesson, especially from old books. There is good lesson, and, those also who speak and, read about Stoic philosophy, they'll be able to understand that, you know, some of the writings are indicating to you that the only important moment in life is the present moment.
Oh,
it's not about you know, the past.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about the future. They are saying the future is not guaranteed. You are living now, and you must be able also to appreciate where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Juju, there is one thing, and it's actually a message to everybody.
Yeah.
Somebody out there, I may think that they are not good enough. They may think that they are suffering.
Mm-hmm.
But when they start looking around and hearing, there are people who, you know, want to be like them.
Mm.
That's why I'm always telling you to say, no, you are an expert in this thing, Juju. You must always appreciate yourself and say,
yeah,
I am the best who I am. If I have to choose who I'm going to be in the next life, I'm still going to be David. And when you have that self-confidence, then that is a definition of where you are going. Because Juju, in the world that we are living in, there are people who, no matter how many things you give them, no matter how many properties you give them, these people are not happy. with life because they are seeking something which is not themselves. But if you appreciate that no matter the circumstances,
yeah,
I'm here. Other people, they lost their legs. Other people, some are 17 feet under.
Mm-hmm.
Other people are nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And
some are insane.
Some are insane. Some are in jail. But just to take you a little bit back, not to be a motivational speaker for today, but just to take you a little bit, if you just take your, if you want to appreciate life,
yeah,
take your first class at school, kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
How many were you? When you reach this level, how many of those people, where are they? How many that you know? Maybe it's 10 of them, you are in good communication with them. Some, they did not make it in life. Some, they are dead. Some are married. Some are happy. But you have to appreciate to say, as long as you are here, then there's a lot of things that you need to do. And I'm actually happy with this thing of princess because I've been also too much futuristic. But I realize that I have to enjoy the present. I have to be David. I can't just be stressed about the future.
Yeah.
Because the future of yesterday is now. And that is the only best moment.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Mm. Okay. We're also talking about comparison, you know, being the thief of joy. Sometimes we get so caught up in comparing ourselves to other people.
Yeah.
Comparing myself to my friend because she drives a car. Comparing myself to my neighbor because he drives a car, or my classmate. And I don't yet drive a car. But I have other things that they don't have also. So talk to us about why comparison, in your opinion, is definitely not a good thing.
Thank you very much. And comparison, there's one thing I should make it out there, that everybody wants what is best. And one guy from he's a political philosopher, they called him Thomas Hobbes. He's a guy who has been around for he wrote a long time ago, I think 16th century there. He stated that human beings by nature, we are competitive animals. We are born with innate characters of being competitive.
Okay.
That's why we decided to form government and laws so that they can protect this competitiveness. Because there's no actually difference between us and other animals, but it's only that we decided to come up with these laws. But what is very interesting is also that there are things that you can control. You may really want to say, I want to be like happy. Mm-hmm. I want to be the best. I'm always calling you are the best presenter. I'm just saying. I want to be like happy, and I want to be like all these things.
Yeah.
But that is a thief of joy. There are things that you have that person does not have.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's why.
Qualities that you have.
Yeah, and a lot of people are actually not happy. Why do you think somebody who has all the wealth in the world still not happy with a person made it just once in life? Somebody who has maybe 100 millions, just see a young guy at the village coming with just a Toyota Corolla with a beautiful lady. You think there is still something that is kicking in that person to say, why this person? You know, it's nature. But they are saying we are all born with these things. Yeah. But that of who understand himself and know how to control that, then you can be able to move forward. And I think it's quite a very beautiful thing that that's how life is.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot beat yourself up, want to be like somebody. Mm-hmm. And it will never happen. And I start realizing that. And when you realize that, it's actually giving you more peace.
It does give you more peace.
Yeah, it's giving you more peace. And if you are content and happy while you are planning your things, because sometimes, Juju, you are achieving, you have a lot of things just because you are looking at Francine.
Mm-hmm.
You will not see that. And that is an insult to those who give you something, and also to those who believe in you. Why you have high blood pressure if you motivate 200 people in your surroundings that you don't even know? So that is actually what need to be done. And I think in the world that we are living in, and it's something which I do not want to blame our elders, particularly those who raise up, you know, in this economy when things started coming up, the black parents have started this thing because of, I don't know, I don't know if it's colonialism or what. They started to see Juju look at other kids.
Look at your neighbor. Yes.
But you know what? What is contradictory? You cannot say you look at other parents also. you can't say that. But that would also indicate to you to say.
Yeah.
They don't appreciate you enough just because of material comparison.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, then you also end up doing other funny things.
That's true.
Some of the guys, they start to go and spinning. They become tzotzis. Some ladies, they start, you know, this really not good things that they do behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really a very good lesson that you brought about, and I really wanted to speak about it, but I did not say the platform because yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. No, wait, let's dwell quickly on that point that you mentioned, Shombe, about parents also have their parts to play in really us going through comparing ourselves to our mates and then taking negative choices, that sometimes they're happy that okay, now finally Juju is bringing money home, but where that money is coming from, and later on in the long run they hear bad things that happened to their child, not knowing that they indirectly or maybe directly actually pushed their very own child to go and do illegal stuff.
No, you are correct, and I think it's also coming from modern parenting, where we must differentiate between personal contentment and also material wealth.
Mm.
You know, Juju, if you look at people who made it in life, those people, they take time.
Mm.
There's a saying that say young kings, they die fast. It's not something negative. It's to say you need a process. You need to learn and see life. That's why, and this is something which is, I'm not envious about somebody who made it at the age of 25.
Yeah.
It's actually a very good thing.
Yeah.
But the thing was supposed to be, what is interesting is that when you know the process, that even if you fall, you understand how things are going. And our parents, they want to see if David tomorrow come home with a Jeep Cherokee and there's a trader. Then I also have 20 million in my account. I know my father will be very happy, even if he's listening to this, he'll be very happy. But not knowing that that will also bring pride to me, because I did not know about this thing. And it will be the end of me.
Yes, it will be the end of you.
Yeah. But I think it's an aspect of, I don't want to say long-term planning, but gradual progress. That we need to see in life. And I believe that with all my heart to say, somebody who made it, point by point, understand the value of building, unlike, this surprise. But when surprise come, you also need advice. Have you seen somebody inherited money at the age of 21 and just 21 years old, 6 months, and then the guy is already broke completely, finished, defeated, out of order. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
But somebody who have been struggling and maybe inherited the money at the age of 45, he likely to make wise decisions.
Exactly.
Because he bummed himself in the thing. And the thing about, and the wealth is what bring a lot of fights. It's what bring a lot of fights in our society.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, Namibia, we are unequal compared to a lot of countries. And, we should not really blame anybody because everybody's trying to survive. It brought a lot of fights.
Mm-hmm.
It divided families and, it break friendship. But the fact of the matter is that we must learn about it so that we can move forward.
True. Very true. So your last words to anyone out there listening in terms of personal reflection on where they are coming from and where they are going, and of course also balancing themselves in a manner that they are content, like you spoke about personal contentment with what they have achieved so far.
Just to indicate to you that my motivation is not what is going to change you. It's you have to motivate yourself and also know yourself. And that is the first thing, because if you know yourself, then everything can be great. And there is no self-help book that will assist you if you are not assisting yourself. And there are these people who like watching self-help motivation. They can really help.
Mm-hmm.
But do you really believe in yourself?
Mm.
That is the question. If you believe in yourself, then everything will go forward. And that awful advice doesn't mean that is the one who know everything. That's why it's always good to not do it. Don't do it alone. Yeah. Go and look at other people. Say, man, why am I, you know, feeling this way? Am I making progress in life? And what advice can you give? And there's one very important thing, maybe which I can talk to us. Never ever abandon elders. You know, Juju, somebody who is I'm just giving an example. Your grandmother.
Yeah.
She may not have been in Windhoek, but she understands all the tricks of how a woman should be.
Mm.
She has seen what you are seeing only 2 times.
Mm.
But maybe she has seen that 30 times. Mm-hmm. You can think she does not understand AI, but the nature of human beings does not change. Once you have a problem and you go to an elder, they just tell you one word. Then everything is in order. And I think that is also what modern academic books did not teach us. We abandon our traditional education.
Mm.
That's why we end up in this mess.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that is it. And love yourself and focus on the game, because, you know, we have an economy to grow.
The economy matter is coming.
Yeah, boy.
Shabba, thank you so much for making time for us right to your life lessons.
All right, Juju, bye-bye.
Okay.
Kafa tumbo la njaa naweka sauti kwa spika mpoto mea wanda mara simu inaita jina lako twa akisema mama yoi kitandani kama si wa leo wa kesho na kupona siza ni upate japo neno la mwisho nina mtoto teke nyumbani wananitegemea mdogo wangu Golewa, tazama jasho langu lenyonge, kipato hakikidhi mahitaji, napiga moyo pombe, therapy mora ndo mpaji, matatizo, matatizo, yatakwisha lini, matatizo, kila siku Subira imani peke ngao yangu Mbona nisha sali sana ila mamu bado Tafarani mama kanifunza kikabira Ikunde sana haini yangu Tena nijitume sana Nage watu nisili tamani Hata mupenzi lonae Najua siku wata nikibia Itanteza yendo mbozo Zilengo ya kesho baraya Choka kuzivumilia Anakosa tamatuzo Ona Ngadai wakuti nipopanga Nashina roti nikiranda Shapigia roti kwa waganga Wakuhisi na roma Nikauza maji na kalanga Nikawa dogi kwa viwanda Ila kuti zero ni majanga Mtindo umoja Nino mtoto keke Nyumbani wananitegemea Ndogo wangu wakike Hali dunia lisha golewa Tazama jasho langu lanyonge Kipato hakikidhi mahitaji Napiga moyo konde Therapy mora ndo mpaji Matatizo Tatizo Yatakwisha lini Matatizo Kila siku mbili Thank you.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
Now, of course, listening to my two guests there, it shows that reflection is an important aspect of our lives as individuals if we want to go somewhere. And David Chombe says we shouldn't dwell in the past and we don't focus too much on the future, but live in the now present moment. And he has a point, you know. Well, let's not stop living all because we are focusing on the things that actually happened in the past, or because we are focusing on where we are going, but rather let's live in the moment, in the now present, and appreciate the now present life. Now, but then again, I would want us to talk about why reflection is so powerful. Reflection reminds us of the battles we have fought and have won. You know, when you were struggling with that particular thing and you fought that battle and you overcame it, that's something to reflect about. It also helps us. It's also necessary for us to reflect on the fears that we overcame. Remember that other time when you were scared about something? Maybe you were scared about staying home alone because your sister moved somewhere with school or with work, and you felt like you were completely scared. And then a month into you staying alone, you realize it's not such a big deal. You know, I remember, I say that particular example because I remember for a very long time I had to stay alone. I had just moved into the house and I was alone at the time, and my sister was going to join me, I think after 2 or 3 months, and I was just peaceful about it. But interestingly enough, I had already overcome my fears. There was a time when I really would go to the bathroom and I would deliberately switch off the lights so as to go in the bathroom in the dark and overcome my fears. And I'll tell myself that there's no ghost here. You know, I'm not sure if everyone goes through that, but I remember, growing up, even in my early adulthood, I would be scared to say, maybe there's a ghost in the bathroom. Maybe there's somebody looking at me. Maybe, you know, so I really deliberately decided, yes, the light is there, but let me switch it off so I can just tell myself, happy, there's no ghost in the bathroom. And as I did that repeatedly over time, I now realize, but hey, wait. All these are unnecessary fears that we tell ourselves. Or that time when you're taking a shower and you have soap in your face and you're wondering maybe there's somebody staring at you. You know, those type of things. So having overcome those fears is something to reflect about, and it then helps you also to face other challenges and other fears head on and strong, knowing that, hey, there is no such, I've overcome certain fears in the past, I will overcome this one. Now also reflection reminds us of the lessons learned through failure. You know, that particular time when you failed, it makes you even the more stronger to not want to fail again. It makes you the more careful to not want to fail again. So you are reminded of how you failed in that particular moment, and then you actually are encouraged to be stronger. It reminds us then of the strength we didn't know we had. You know, there's that saying about a tea bag. It's only as strong, something about hot water, right? When a tea bag is put in hot water, that's when you realize how strong it is. So sometimes you never really know how strong you are until you have passed through certain challenges. That's when you realize just how really strong you are. When you have overcome them, you realize, hey, hold on, I overcome this particular challenge. Okay. That's when your strength really comes out. So then
gratitude changes our perspective. Instead of seeing delays, we see preparation. And sometimes you're really just being prepared ahead of that particular thing that you want to achieve. So instead of seeing setbacks, we see redirection. And instead of seeing not yet, we see in progress. I will eventually get there because I'm currently in progress. And that could be one of the reasons why I'm not yet there. So running your own race with gratitude means you're not comparing yourself. You know, you're not comparing your chapter 3 to someone else's chapter 15. Yes, like I say, life is an individual race for all of us. You're running your own race and they are running their own race. They could be in chapter 15 and you're still in chapter 3, regardless of you are the same age. You understand? So it is also, gratitude also means trusting your timing, that you will get there at your own, at the right appropriate time that has been set for you. It therefore helps you to appreciate growth even when it feels slow, even when it feels like as if it's insignificant. You appreciate that little growth that you have achieved, you know, that accomplishment that you have achieved. You know, it makes you really grateful and appreciative. Oh, it also helps you to honor your journey, even when it looks different from others. And of course, your journey is going to look different from others, might be similar, but it's going to be differently, going to be absolutely different. Why? You are your own individual person and they are their own individual persons. They have their own personalities. They have their own, you know, genetics, makeups that make them up. And therefore you are now on your own journey and you just decide to appreciate that and to honor it. So this Saturday, I want us to pause intentionally. You know, I want us to reflect not with regrets, but with appreciation. I want us to look ourselves in the mirror and say, oh my word, I have really made progress in this particular aspect. I don't know. Perhaps maybe you're somebody who's trying to lose weight and you have so far, you've only lost 3 kg. Maybe you feel like it's only, but it's something, you lost something. Or maybe perhaps you're trying to pick up weight and you notice that, hey, you've picked up a little weight. I remember and there was a time where I really wanted to pick up weight. I had lost so much weight and I really wanted to pick up my weight. And when I wasn't even intentionally trying to pick up weight anymore, I just happened that, oh wow. And I got compliments of, wow, happy you picked up weight. And it literally was a compliment for me. You know, it still is a compliment for me because I know how petite I was. I know how very tiny I was looking back then. And therefore now I'm appreciative of the fact that, oh, okay, I did pick up weight. So we've met that goal, you know, but we didn't achieve it because we were now focusing on let's eat and eat and pick up. No, it just came. Sometimes there are certain goals that you are trying to achieve, but you have to just reflect back, calm down, you know, have to pause, calm down and allow yourself to get there. Because when your mind is so focused on trying to attain it, you lose your peace in the process. You become anxious and yeah, anxiety is not good for anyone. You become so anxious that you lose your peace and you're just not peaceful anymore. So let's measure progress, not by perfection, but by persistence. When you are persistently pursuing your goals, when you are disciplined, when you are consistent, you know, you are at least going somewhere. And let's celebrate becoming better than we were yesterday. Of course, you have made progress. You are better than where you were yesterday. You might not have all the much finances that you wish you could have, but you are somewhere. Not better than someone else today, but you are somewhere. You are better than yourself. You are better than you were the other day. Because true progress is personal, you know? It is personal. It is your own journey. So it's not about the next person, but it is about you. And the race worth winning is the one against your former self, right? Yes. So I'd really like for us to encourage ourselves, to motivate ourselves, to reflect on where we are coming from. And that way we can also look at where we are going and know that we are actually getting there. We are actually making progress. We are actually overcoming certain things. We are actually doing something, you know, we are actually getting there. It's something worth noting about and it's something worth appreciating. And let's not just restrict this to ourselves, but let's tell it to our neighbors, to our loved ones. Let's go ahead and you know that particular person in your location who was battling with something, maybe health, and now they have really picked up in terms of health wise. They have overcome something. They have grown, you know, they have really gotten somewhere. So compliment them. Compliment them about, wow, you have really made some progress. You know, and as I say this, I'm reminded of, a young guy, a youth in my street who was involved in a car accident last year. And I think I did mention this before on Life Lessons. And looking at him now and where he is now, I see really massive improvement, a huge, huge, huge improvement in where he is now. You can really tell that, oh, wow, he decided himself that he's not going to use those crutches to walk on. And with time now, he's walking by himself. Now he goes and visits his friends. This was somebody who was in ICU for a very long time. There was someone who was hospitalized for 2 months. This was someone who really, people were even skeptical in the very beginning whether he was going to survive. They were scared that perhaps he might pass on. But this is somebody who really, even though he was bedridden for a while, then decided that, you know what, I'm going to climb up. I'm going to get out of the bed. I'm going to strengthen myself. I'm going to encourage myself. He's so positive, you know, and that is something worth applauding. And sometimes that on its own is growth, because that on its own is something that not everyone gets to achieve, you know, in terms of some people will then lie on that bed and throw a pity party, you know, and just be negative and emotional. There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, at that point, you are very vulnerable. There's nothing wrong with being emotional, but then there has to come a point where you have to motivate yourself and say, Happy, if you don't get up, then when exactly are you planning to get up? If you don't get up now, you are delaying your progress of the journey. So rise up and motivate yourself and appreciate those people that have really made progress. What about that particular person in the community whom you know was going through a lot emotionally, you know, and or perhaps that particular youth in your street or in your family whom you know was very discouraged or despondent in terms of not getting a job, even though they graduated and they stood up and started a business and their mindset was changed, you know, because they were occupied. They were no longer constantly thinking about, I don't have a job. And because of that, they are now thriving in their business. And before, and even while they are actually doing their business, they got a job offer. So these are things that we need to appreciate of one another. You know, these are things that we have to go to the next person and be vocal about it, you know. As Helmut was closing off on our conversation, talking about how we're not appreciative of what we have in the now moment. It is when the thing is not there tomorrow, it is when that person is not around tomorrow, that you now wish that you could write a whole poem. You could write in you're now writing in your diary to say, I appreciate how you were there for me, how you did this for me. When we can actually do that right now, we can actually do that at this very instant, at this very moment. So let's take time to pause and reflect on our journeys and be appreciative of how far we have come, the progress we have made. And of course, there is more progress in store for us. I believe in this 2026, we will achieve many goals and we will get there. All we have to do is be positive minded and encourage one another and keep pushing and keep on with consistency. Keep on being disciplined in those very goals that you have set for yourself. Eventually, you will get there, right? Eventually, you and I will get there. We will get there in those particular goals that we have set for ourselves. And reflecting on failure, please don't be despondent. Please don't be discouraged. Know that you will try again tomorrow, even if you fall today.
there's still time for you to try again tomorrow. You will eventually get there. So really, let's reflect on this beautiful Saturday. Let's pause and take time and appreciate the journey we have been on, and appreciate those who have contributed also in our lives as we were down in the valley. Let's look at them and appreciate their contribution in our lives. You know, there's people we tend to not forget, the people that motivated us, not necessarily handed us gave us some finances, but also the people that really motivated us and gave us encouragement. Even those ones are just that told us that it's gonna be better, you know, and it reminded you that, you know what, it is true, it is gonna be better. Sometimes that's all that a person needs, actually, a word of encouragement, a word of motivation. But of course, you know, that is what we talk about right here on Life Lessons every Saturday from 1900 hours to 2100 hours. Now, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we have now come to the conclusion of today's episode of Life Lessons. Make sure that you do stay tuned for other programs right here on Eagle FM. And if you have missed this podcast session, or perhaps you joined in late, or you actually enjoyed it and would want to recommend it to a friend to partake and in the conversation, please do head over to our podcast session, and that is by downloading the Eagle FM app. If you haven't already, head over to our podcast session and search for Life Lessons right there. You will find it, and you can listen to it over and over again, so that when you're discouraged and despondent, you can always come back to it and motivate yourself. Now, do tell a friend to tell a friend to tune into Life Lessons every Saturday from 1900 hours up until 2100 hours with yours truly, Ndafa Happy Juju. Now, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I sign out at this point. Have yourself a great Saturday evening, and have yourself a restful Sunday afternoon and evening. And yeah, be back to work on Monday, rejuvenated, energized, and of course with a positive mindset. Do stay safe, drive safely, and make sure you get home safely and stay safe out there. Remember to be responsible and to be very active in your actions, to be wise in your actions. Don't take drastic decisions when you are angry. Take time and pause, and let's appreciate life and be grateful for this opportunity to still be alive and contribute to our economy, and of course to our lives. I mean, to the Namibian economy and to the Namibian well-being. From Ndafa Happy Juju, it is goodbye then. Have yourself a wonderful evening.